Let's talk about work. I know somebody is probably on their way to work at work right now while listening to this. Let's talk about work today. So I got my first job when I was 19. And I know somebody's scoffing at that because they've been working since it was like fucking 13. Leave me alone. Fuck off. Anyways. So I got my first job when I was 19. I was working at a clothing store called the American Eagle, where I sold jeggings to white women. That lasted about 2 months. So I've been working. I worked retail for about 7 years, roughly. Point being, I don't work retail anymore. Thank God. So I guess we're going to call this retail horror stories. Let's talk about feelings. Retail horror stories. There we go. So I guess I don't know how to do this because I'm talking about a company. So here's the deal. Just follow along with me. I'm not going to say the company name, but just know we sold cellular devices. We sold phones, okay? So this is a phone store. This is one of those places, okay? But I don't want to say the company name because I don't know what that could potentially do. So follow along with me as we go on this journey about me selling phones. So anyways, I was working at this watch store at the time. This is at the mall in Illinois. And I was working at this watch store. I was selling watches. And this guy came in. He kind of recruited me for this job to sell phones. I was trying to sell him a watch. He liked the way, I guess, I tried to sell him the watch. He did not buy the fucking watch. So I did not get commission for that. I just basically had a conversation. But anyways, he handed me his card. And he was like, ah, come fuck with us. Like, we'll pay you more. And the commission checks are fucking insane, right? So I called him to get the details. And he was like, look, you selling fucking iPhones, man. Anybody can sell an iPhone. You don't even have to sell. Matter of fact, you don't even have to sell an iPhone. iPhones just walk out the door, all right? You don't have to worry about anything. You are fine. And I was like, that makes sense. Cool. And they were going to pay me more. And I was going to get these very juicy commission checks. And right there, I made my mistake. I got fucking played. So I got hired on as a manager, which is always kind of like weird. So I had to like work double time to kind of learn everything and then kind of catch up and be ahead of the people that I just skipped over. And as I'm doing that, I'm doing all this training. I'm trying to work this new system and blah, blah, blah. I find out that we don't get commission for selling phones. I'm like, oh, well, you don't get commissions for phones. Like, no. Like, God, no. Like, you get commission based on the lines. Like, how many lines you sell to somebody. So I'm like, oh, you lied to me. You know, you said I would be selling phones, like, and it's super easy, and I would be walking away with these crazy checks. But anyways, to continue. So I'm being told, like, we have all these policies and rules in place. I've never been threatened so many times in my life. We'll get there, though. So basically, be careful about buying a phone, guys. So they put all these policies in place. Like, if somebody wants one phone, which is one line, for example, ask them if they got like a mom or a sister or a girlfriend or a brother or a cousin or a kid or anything to add on to those lines, right? Which is totally fine and totally normal. It's the sales business. That's how that goes. So that's normal, right? So be like, yo, you got a kid, give him a fucking tablet or something, whatever, right? But the trick is here, this is what makes my life difficult. If they just like, dude, like me, I don't need multiple lines. I don't have kids. You know what I mean? Whatever. So I'm like, nah, I just need my one line and I can go on about my day. And they're like, well, if they only need one, just refuse to sell it to them. Tell them to go somewhere else. Tell them to fuck off, right? Which affects my commission because I could have just got something at least. But now I'm being told to turn people away. So here's the fun part, right, guys? Now, listen to me closely. So at this place, we had to, like, scan your ID. Right. The amount of fake IDs I saw working at this fucking place. Dude, if you have a fake ID as an adult, you are a fucking clown. Right. And they so obviously fake. It's like, what did you get this thing out of a fucking cereal box? Where did you get this thing? Anyways, we had to scan people's IDs. And we would scan them and it would go through. And then I guess it was a credit check or whatever. And depending on what they wanted, what kind of phone they wanted or whatever, they would give us this this list. And it would be like different plans and it would be down payment plans. So say, I don't know, let's throw out a name. Let's say my homie Jaquil, right? Jaquil wanted a phone and I scanned his fucking ID. And his down payment is $250, right? Nothing crazy. $250 down payment. And he good to go. My job, and this is how I was instructed by not even the people that work, by fucking corporate, that if his down payment is $250, I'm going to tell him his down payment is $500. And for the sake of conversation, I'm going to tell him his down payment is $600. So I'm like, yo, fam, your down payment is $600, right? Now, if he go, you know what? I can't do $600 right now. I ain't got the money, blah, 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 whatever. Maybe next time. I'd be like, you know what? I'm such a cool guy, Jaquil. I'm such a great guy. I'm so nice. I'm going to pull some strings for you. I'm going to lower that down payment down to $500. I'm going to give you $100 off. Yeah, $100 off. And Jaquil like, all right, cool. I could do $500. Cool. Yeah, let's do it. Mind you, remember, it's actually $250. So now we do this thing called shopping for the customer, right? And this is so gross. So we go shopping for the customer. That's what they called it. Basically, I would spend $250 extra of his money. I would give him a phone case, a screen protector, a charger, whatever random shit that would add up to $250, right? Because it's $500 in total. Keep it up. Great. So I would grab an extra $250 worth of shit and be like, yo, I'm so fucking cool. I gave you $100 off. I'm going to give you all this shit on us. Just thrown in. Phone case, screen protector, charger, etc. Yay. And Jaquil like, oh, fucking great. This is a great deal. What? I can't believe it. And then it happens. And it happened every single goddamn time. We was really putting our health in jeopardy working at this place. Now I'm thinking about it. So, you know, when you buy shit, the receipt prints out, right? So I get this motherfucker a new phone and this bag of just miscellaneous phone accessories. And I hand it to him and I hand him his receipt and I say, you have a good day. And they walk off. And then they read the receipt as they walking off. And then they turn around. And then they like, yo, you charged me for all this shit. And I'm going to choke you. And that was my job, selling phones. That was my life. Every day was people threatening to beat the shit out of me and my coworkers. Because we were ripping them off. And all we could do was tell them that. That's what we were trained to do. Literally. That's literally what we were trained to do. I hated working that job. It was the grossest job I ever worked. If I ripped you off, I apologize. But that's what I was trained to do. That was not a fun job. I didn't get beat up or anything. And luckily, I was working there around COVID time. So like by March, everything got shut down. And they sent us all home. And that was kind of the end of that for me. And I ended up getting let go. I think I got sent home in March. But they actually, you know, shout out to them. They actually paid us until like June before they like actually fired me at least. Not a good time, guys. And that's retail horror stories. Maybe I'll do another value because if you ever work retail, understand, like for all the people that work retail, I'm sure you have a fucking just a book worth of stories to tell of just weird shit happening. I got a lot of weird retail stories. But anyways, this has been an episode. Hit all the buttons at The Big Mirror on all social medias. Follow the podcast. Give the podcast 5 stars. Stay tuned. Yeah, man. And fuck retail. If you can avoid retail, avoid retail. Goodbye.